You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 66, My Old School by Steely Dan. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're taking a look at Steely Dan's 1973 song, My Old School, a biting attack on the college where the band was formed, with references to a specific evening that caused singer Donald Fagen to not attend his own graduation. We'll find out more about the lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Steely Dan. The core members of Steely Dan, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, met in 1967 while attending New York's liberal arts school, Bard College. After the two realized that they shared a common interest in musical styles, they played together in a number of bands at the college, including one named the Bad Rock Group, which featured a pre-Saturday Night Live Chevy Chase on drums. While they were performing in these other groups, the pair began writing their own music with the hopes of selling their songs after leaving college. In 1969, post-college, Becker and Fagen had difficulty selling their songs, and in the meantime, joined the backing band for Jay and the Americans, who had hits in the 1960s with Come a Little Bit Closer, She Cried, and Cara Mia. They left the Americans in 1971 and recorded a soundtrack for a little-known Richard Pryor film called You Gotta Walk It Like You Talk It. The pair also wrote I Mean to Shine, which was recorded by Barbara Streisand, but still didn't get signed until they met producer Gary Katz, who accepted his own position at ABC Dunhill in Los Angeles, only on the condition that Becker and Fagen were hired as well. The pair recruited guitarist Denny Diaz and Jeff Skunk Baxter, as well as drummer Jim Hodder and vocalist David Palmer, borrowed the name of a steam-powered sexual aid from William Burroughs' book Naked Lunch, and formed Steely Dan in 1972. Their first album, entitled Can't Buy a Thrill, was released shortly afterward and contained their breakthrough hit Do It Again, a song about second chances and history repeating itself. The song reached number 6 on the Billboard chart, while the album made it to number 17. Their follow-up single from the same album, Reeling in the Years, made it to number 11. At the same time, David Palmer left the band, turning over vocalist duties to Donald Fagen. In the fall of 1973, they released their second album, Countdown to Ecstasy, which earned them a second gold disc but yielded no hit singles. However, in addition to other fan favorites like Bodhisattva and Showbiz Kids, it also included this song, which crept up to number 63 in the charts, a melodic stab at their alma mater, appropriately entitled My Old School. The song contains elements from a drug raid and bust that occurred in May 1969 at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson in New York, the college where Walter Becker and Donald Fagen met and formed the bond that would become Steely Dan. The two were in a house across from Adolph's, one of the school's popular hangouts, a place where you might find a famous musician like Bob Dylan, for example, who referenced the pump outside that doesn't work because the Vandals took the handles, as he wrote in Subterranean Homesick Blues. Incidentally, the Wolverine mentioned in the previous lyric is the train that goes to Annandale. Yeah. On that Thursday in 1969, a pack of arrest-hungry sheriff's deputies burst into the house, knocking on the hallway doors of the house, and amidst the flushing sounds of pot going down the toilets of the rooms, began arresting students. In a 2006 interview with Entertainment Weekly, Fagan described the scene as a war on long hairs, with some 50 hippies getting arrested, taken back to the station, and getting their heads shaved. Fagan's girlfriend was caught up in the conflict and wasn't released, despite Fagan's explanation that she was just visiting. The grudge against Bard and the way they were treated was the inspiration for the song, and Fagan's choice to withdraw from his own graduation, watching the ceremony from afar. And he kept his promise not to return to his old school for 16 years. Despite California not tumbling into the sea, Fagan came back to Annandale in 1985 to receive an honorary doctorate. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.